Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
So I'm catching up with my best friend who lives in North Carolina the other day, and she says, Jen, don't judge me.
Okay.
I'm thinking about homeschooling my kids. And I said, why would I judge you right off the bat? So we start talking about homeschooling, and that's why I'm bringing it to the table for group therapy today. She's on the fence about homeschooling and has been receiving so much backlash from people that she brings it up to that she wants to know, what do you think about homeschooling, and will she always, always have to defend her decision to complete strangers if she decides to homeschool her kids? Okay, 404-263-0941. And please reach out to us this morning on your thoughts on homeschooling. She's definitely wanting to hear all sides of it as she makes this decision. And 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Now, my best friend was told this. Why do you want to lock your kids into a little bubble? They need to be in the real world.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And another mom actually told her, and this is a quote, kids need to go to school and be bullied. It's good for them.
Are you serious?
Serious.
She actually said that.
Mark, why are you shaking your head like maybe that's true?
I mean, you need that social interaction. I mean, I don't agree with the bullying part, but you need to know how to interact with people that disagree with you and people that think different than you and look different than you, and you're not going to get that at home.
Well, okay then. I went to public school. Jen went to private school because she bougie. And but I do have some friends who were homeschooled. I didn't meet them until like my sophomore year in high school. You know, they're weird. I'm weird too. All of us have weird things about us. Jen, you're weird. You know, so I don't see a problem with it. I really don't.
I grew up in a neighborhood with a kid that was homeschooled. He was brilliant. Like, yeah, he went to Duke.
They're smart.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
They're freaking smart.
But the problem was his parents forced him to have that social interaction that he didn't get from going to school and played baseball with us, and he sucked. So he was always put on our teams, and he was just no good because he didn't have the social norms to want to play ball, and he didn't want to either. His parents forced him into these social situations, and he hated baseball because he was a brainiac. I mean, the kid was brilliant, but he just was no good athletically.
All right, so here's the question for group therapy today. What should you consider before making the decision to homeschool your kids? Like, what would you tell my friend to do? What are the things to consider? Mark, you say social interaction.
That's my biggest thing.
Will her kids be socially awkward?
It's not the education part, because you can get the education homeschool. It is the social aspect of it.
Okay.
I agree with Mark. You have to have the social aspects. They can't be cooped up in a house all day long. Like one of my friends I went to school with, she has four kids. All four of her children are homeschooled, but she does activities every week. They live on a farm. So she teaches them about fruits and vegetables and farming. They also go to zoos, but they also go to parks and interact with other kids.
And my friend's kids are in elementary school and middle school. So they've been going to traditional schools up until this point, and then they would be at home. My question too is on those activities in high school. Like, what if her son wants to do marching band? What do you do then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to do like marching band at home.
There's not a community.
Like, you're not marching around.
The one man
room.
Band.
Girl, who are you rooting for?
Yes.
What are those bomb bombs for?
All right, so if you have an opinion on this, share it with us this morning for group therapy. 404-263-0941. We want to hear from you with Jen and Friends here on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Amy and Marietta, welcome to group therapy. My best friend is considering homeschooling her kids. So what does she need to know?
I was homeschooled and I do not regret it at all. I started college at 16 and I graduated at 20.
Oh, wow.
Had a full-time job for a couple of years now. I got an amazing education. the key, I think, is that social interaction. I know a lot of kids that were homeschooled that have a disconnect with a lot of people. But there's actually a lot of opportunities in the Atlanta area for homeschool kids. There's a lot of meetup groups online. There's even proms that they can go to in high school and stuff. There's a lot of actually classes that you can take for stuff like chemistry and things that are great in a group setting.
Amy, do you feel like, as being a homeschool kid, do you feel like you miss some of that social interaction outside of the setup events, just the day-to-day in the hallway, hanging out at the lockers, in the lunchroom? Do you feel like you miss that?
Honestly, not really. I think it's definitely valid. I hated it. I did start homeschooling in middle school, and I think I would have hated the day-to-day interactions all the time. But I think it is a concern. But I think if you can put your kids in that social interaction at other events, I think it can negate any social issues they end up having.
Great call, Amy. Thank you so much. Jason in Dahlonega, how do you feel about homeschooling?
All three of my kids are homeschooled. What we have found is nowadays there are actually homeschool communities. My wife meets up with other moms who are homeschooling their kids 1 to 3 times a week. They drink coffee, have lunch, and they chip in and pay for a tutor for the day. And so all the kids get an actual schooling lesson for a couple days a week. And then they have proms. They have where we go to the zoo. We go on field trips. And so there's a lot more for homeschooling communities now.
Thank you so much for the call, Jason. Really, really appreciate it. Laura in Douglasville, welcome to Group Therapy.
I did want to say I was homeschooled my entire life. I'm 20 now. And to me, honestly, I don't want to be social. I hate people say
you
need to be social.
What does that mean?
Well, growing up, I was always, a very social kid, as in I'm playing with my neighbors. I was able to interact with people more outside of the house because I had more time to myself. So instead of being in a classroom for 8 hours, I was able to do school, maybe 2-3 hours a day, and then I have the rest of the day to myself. I was able to go and hang out with my homeschooling friends. I was able to do more things of my own, which made it easier for me going on into the real world because I was able to get more real world experience. People tell me all the time, oh, what about the social aspect? I'm like, I don't freaking care about that. I don't need social aspect.
Brooke in Snellville, welcome to Group Therapy. How do you feel about homeschooling?
I am totally against homeschooling, 100%. I was homeschooled my whole life with my siblings, and there have definitely been a lot of negatives to it. I think that it is something that you can do the right way, but there's a lot of people who don't do it the right way. I have been bullied even afterwards into my adult life for being homeschooled. When people find out that I was homeschooled, they see it as like a totally negative thing and see me as not as smart as them because I didn't have a typical education.
Do they think that you were always the teacher's pet? Because you can be.
A lot of the time,
right?
Yes.
I'm a mom. Both of my kids would be my favorite. Right, they'd be both. They'd
right,
be both
so
my
favoritism.
Favorite student, right, there's
you're
no way
the greatest
to,
students
right?
I've ever had.
Exactly, and I don't have a set career path at this point because I didn't have any like extracurricular activities and theater or drama or art or anything like that. And I feel like that is a lot because I didn't have any focused classes or anything like that where I could see what I flourished in and what I didn't.
Jackie and McDonald, you'll be the very last word on this. You got 15 seconds. Go.
Good morning. I don't believe in homeschool because they can't function in society. They don't get the hands-on that they need. And me being a professional, too, I'm a nurse, and I see that a lot in the work environment. No critical thinking. They just don't know how to solve real-life problems.
This is going to be
a raging debate.
Thank you, Jackie, for the call. This is going to be a raging debate.
I can't solve real-life problems, and I went to public school.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!